This is Amanda Buckle, and you're listening to Catch the Current. I'm in Barcelona, Spain for Seafood Expo Global, bringing you sound bites right from the floor. Take a listen.
I am with Tim Fitzgerald, Chief Sustainability Officer at American Seafoods, and according to your LinkedIn, turner off of lights, retriever of recyclables from the trash. You got a big title there.
What can I say? I can't help myself, and anything we can do to be more responsible, whether it's in the office or out on the ocean.
The most extreme chief sustainability officer out there at American Seafoods.
Maybe the most erotic.
So you just finished putting together the 2024 sustainability report. You've been doing it now for 3 years?
Is this the third edition.
And you still have all your hair. Congratulations.
Debatable.
So let's start off. What do you think is the big highlight from this year's report? You know, what are you most excited about? What is the team at American Seafoods just really proud of?
I think it's a couple of things. I think just the fact that we're committed to doing this every year and being more transparent every year is something that we work really hard on. Obviously, you know, we're very proud of our carbon footprint. We're very proud of our full catch utilization. We're very proud of the initiatives that we have going on in packaging and recycling, especially in remote places like Dutch Harbor. But I just think the fact that all of this is voluntary, we're not doing any of this because it's required by law or regulation, but we know that it's critical to the industry and our customers, and that our, from a sustainability standpoint, our operation and our business is an open book, I think is probably the top light.
Yeah. Now, right off the bat, talking about the carbon emissions, I was curious that the numbers seem to have like dropped a little bit. What played into that this year?
Yeah, so the beauty of carbon accounting is, like financial accounting, it's part science and part art.
Okay.
So American Seafoods has been carbon footprinting since about 2012. So we've got a long history of doing it. And the good thing about that is that we get a little bit better every year. Mm-hmm. And in the carbon world, part of getting better is actually finding more things to measure and count.
Okay.
So over the past 3 or 4 years, it looks like our emissions have gone up in some places, mm-hmm. but it's more that we're capturing more data.
Okay.
For things that we've already been doing. So like packaging, for example, or logistics or procurement, or, you know, when we ship pallets across the ocean, all those sorts of things we weren't capturing in the first couple of years, but as we've gotten more sophisticated, we've just gotten a fuller picture of our carbon emissions. And then from 23 to 24, we actually did reduce our footprint by about 10%, which I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
A lot of that was due to the fact that we didn't catch as much hake.
Okay.
And so we didn't have the boats out fishing for as many days as they normally would be. So, you know, we're going to keep a close eye on it in 25.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously the long-term goal is to try to drive that carbon inventory down as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, still compared to the other proteins out there, and it's still, I mean, drastically lower. But I was just curious. I mean, but that's also what I like about the report, is that you're not trying to hide anything. You know, like...
Right. You know. Yeah. I like to call it sort of uncomfortable transparency. And yeah, especially when you put us up against any other animal protein. I mean, we are the best carbon choice out there. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, lower than things like tofu and Impossible Burger. And so all the other sustainability attributes come along with our carbon footprint, or, you know, we have a zero water footprint, we have almost a zero land footprint. I mean, it really is, you know, bright green across every single category.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about, not to make you uncomfortable, we'll talk about something more comfortable then. Let's talk about, you know, reducing emissions from fishing vessels. This is looking forward. You guys are looking to do this in 2025. And one of the things was transitioning to renewable diesel. Can you tell me a little bit about that plan?
Yeah, so I think in the spirit of uncomfortable transparency, I'll say that we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it comes down to availability and price, mm-hmm. like everything else in the seafood industry.
You said it's not available in Alaska right now, right?
It's definitely not available in Alaska. There's starting to be tiny amounts in Washington, but really California gobbles up almost the entire supply because of the way their carbon market is set up. And they actually require a lot of their commercial harbor craft to use it.
Okay.
We don't have those mandates in Washington. So right now we're just trying to figure out how we can get it, how much can we get, mm-hmm. at what price, is that a cost that we have to pass on to customers or not? So these are all the things that are going to be a focus of a lot of our work this summer.
Okay.
I will say that from the technical side, the beauty of it is it's a drop-in fuel. It's basically chemically identical to the diesel that we're all running in our vessels right now.
Okay.
So performance, no effect, you know, it doesn't mess up your valves or your gaskets. You don't have to retrofit equipment or anything like that. So that's one of the reasons we're so excited about it, but we're still frustrated by our lack of ability to actually get it.
Something to keep an eye on in the future. All right, last question. I want to talk about the Holbot partnership to pilot their technology on American Seafood's vessels. So can you tell us a little bit about that partnership? Because it's a robot that's cleaning and helping the fuel efficiency of the vessels? Is that how I interpreted it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Roomba for the hulls. zooming out, just thinking about our total carbon picture, we want to transition to better fuels. We're not there yet. So we have to sort of look for every trick in the magic hat, mm-hmm. to get our, to try to drive our carbon emissions down. And that could be a lot of different things. That could be fuels. That could be retrofitting and upgrading energy efficient equipment.
Yeah.
The Holbot pilot, which we're in the middle of right now, we're trialing it on two vessels, is a way of keeping our hulls as clean as possible right after they come out of dry dock. So instead of letting them gradually foul more and more over the course of 5 years and getting algae and barnacles and shells eventually, which cause a lot of drag,
mm-hmm.
this is a service that we're looking into that basically keeps our clean hulls clean and tries to keep us at peak efficiency, and whether that's using less fuel, travel at the same speed or keep at maximum speed, we're capable of it.
And time's up, Tim. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking with you on the floor.